Chris, how difficult has it been for you watching the events unfold in your hometown the last 24 hours?
It's been tough. You know, I think anybody who's not burying their heads in the sand knows that, you know, white supremacy exists in America. But when it manifests itself like that and a lot of people gather in your hometown, it's human instinct to really see that imagery in it to really hit home.
Do you feel like you've had to come to the defense of your hometown?
I mean, you know, I think people that haven't been keeping up with the situation might think, well, that's what Charlottesville's about. I think the reason that these insecure people are gathering in Charlottesville is because Charlottesville is progressive and Charlottesville's taking steps to rename city parks named after, you know, Confederate generals and talking about moving monuments. So I think we're doing the right things to try to move forward. And I think people are seeing that as a threat.
You use your Twitter platform to promote one of the online charities. They're trying to raise money for those who were victims in the incident that happened yesterday. How important is that for you to use that platform to try to make the best of the situation?
Well, I would always try to use my social media like I wasn't a pro athlete, like as if I was a regular guy, because at the end of the day, I am. And not only that, but when a situation like that arises, it's in my hometown, and you know, people don't want to hear silence. People don't want to see people stand idly and watch stuff like that happen. I mean, you know, for anybody to not think what's going on at a rally like that is despicable, to me, they're either burying their heads in the sand or they're just as bad. So I really wished I saw more categorical denial of what was going on yesterday.
How did you become someone socially aware enough to want to do great outreach projects like the Water Boys and to not just be a football player and kind of have that stigma of like a football player should stick to just things on the field?
Well, I've been lucky, you know, I've been lucky to, you know, be given a lot through this great game, and, you know, money, resources, opportunities. I always just try to do what I think the bare minimum as an athlete is to give back. I don't think it's anything that you should be applauded for. I think that's my responsibility. And as far as like speaking out on social media and people say like stick to football, you know, I welcome other people's opinions in an online forum. I don't tell them to stick to whatever their job is. You know, we all live in this country and we have to see it and live in it.